All right, but yeah, my book question is that I've read that you are a reader, which is awesome, and that you like books a lot, and I need some book recommendations. So I was wondering, for the following people, what books you would recommend.
Okay.
An unemployed college graduate.
Okay, and I have two questions about this unemployed college graduate. How self-pitying do they want to feel?
On a scale of 1 to 10, they're like at 14 before they like even graduated.
Oh, so they really are like, okay, well then you have to read like something that makes you feel nostalgic about the college years, like Revisited in the Passage of Time that makes you cry.
Yes.
Because you can read books about the larger world, but if you're feeling self-involved and self-pitying because you're unemployed and you just got out of school, I'd go with something that evokes nostalgia.
Okay.
Brightside Revisited, that's what I'd say.
Was there a second question that was like would lead you to a different path, like a choose your own adventure?
Well, if it was just a question of time on their hands, you know, that's when you're like, yeah, go read Proust. But I would also recommend The Magus.
Because the what?
The Magus by John Fowles.
Okay.
It's a story about a young man who goes to teach English on an island in Greece at a small school and gets involved in this crazy psychodrama with a recluse who lives on the island. So it's a great cautionary tale about that first job you'll have out of school.
Well, the second person is the unemployed trapeze artist.
Right. And is this someone you know? Is this a real person?
No, it's not.
Bluebeard by Kurt Vonnegut. Unconventional artist, like a trapeze artist, whose art has shaped his life and way of thinking, so it's his biography. And I thought, maybe the trapeze artist doesn't want to read about the circus because that's annoying and he wants to break. But the book is, you know, Vonnegut has so many flights of fancy. Verbally, boom.
Great. The next one is my mother, because I don't know what to get her.
Well, tell me about your mom.
She's a librarian. She's a college librarian. And I always just wish she had more time to read.
Well, the book I think this is a good mom book. It's nonfiction, called Wild Swans by a woman named Young Chung.
I saw that you read that, and I've totally read that. It's
that book, Three Generations. Fantastic book.
I always like think about that when I'm having a hard time, but then I'm like, wait, I could be like pregnant on like the long march under the mountain, and then like all of my problems disappear.
No, yeah, you are not harvesting rice during the Cultural Revolution.
No, absolutely not. That's a good suggestion though. Like, I think my mom would like that.
I don't know if she's read it. She may have read it, but
I don't think she has.
Good mom book.
Yeah. She'll like that. It'll make her cry because I'm her daughter. And Bristol Palin.
I thought about this a lot. I thought Bristol Palin needs a book about a young woman whose expectations are preventing her from realizing her.
And
I thought about The Dive from Clawson's Pier because it's a modern book. It's not all like Middlemarchy because let's face it, Bristol's not going to read Middlemarch, which is the one I'm thinking of. You know, I don't know. Have you heard of this book?
No, I haven't.
It's a fantastic book. You like start sobbing on the first page. It's great. About a young woman in Wisconsin who's about to be married to her fiance. He's like her high school sweetheart. She's not sure if she actually wants to marry him. In the first few pages, I'm not spoiling anything, he dives off the pier and breaks his neck and is paralyzed. And she sort of has this choice to make. Like, is this life that I wasn't even sure I wanted where I'm going to stay? Or am I going to go and become who I am? And I think Bristol Palin needs to read that book.
Whoa, that's such a good suggestion.
Is the author.
And lastly, as far as famous daughters goes, Terry Crews. What do you have to say?
Eloise.
Yeah.
What do you do for the girl who has everything?
Except there's like the Scientology factor, you know?
Oh, right. Well, I don't know how the Scientologists feel about Eloise, but...
Maybe they allow it.
Yeah.
But yeah. She can finally have someone to relate to because I don't think she'll have an equal for the next few years.
Yeah. What it's like growing up in a Plaza Hotel with just a nanny and unlimited mischief. And it's a great book.
Well, that's great. I'm glad I could get those book recommendations from you.
Thanks. I had a lot of fun looking them up.
Are you reading anything great right now?
I'm actually reading Kitchen Confidential right now. Anthony Bourdain. It's his story of being a chef in New York and... It's a fun book. I'm enjoying it. I used to be a chef.
Oh, okay.
In the summers, I worked as a cook, so it's bringing back a lot of good memories of all the crazy shit that goes on in restaurant kitchen.
Yeah. I've done, like, front of house.
Oh, waitstaff. Boo.
Oh, it was terrible. I was always like, I want to hang out with the kitchen staff. They seem cool.
Yeah, no, they're always cool people. I was intrigued by all the chefs. That's why I was like going outside and smoking and laughing. What's that all about?
Well, great. Those are the main questions I had for you, I think. It was a pleasure talking to you. If you want me to follow up in any way.